When you don't have access to a radio or computer, listen to us on your mobile device. Download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is Leon Keener with the Franklin County Arts Council. Next Saturday, an evening like it used to be, that big performance coming up at the Windsor Theater here in Hampton. Going to talk about that, as well as the holidays are right around the corner, so there's holiday concerts and things like that with the Arts Council as well. Leon's going to talk about all that and more. Leon, as always, appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to kind of let people know what's going to be coming up here in Franklin County.
So let's begin by talking about an evening like it used to be here, Leon. That's always a big show. That's coming up on the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Windsor Theater. Just talk about what's coming up that night here in Hampton.
Yeah, this is our 12th annual An Evening Like It Used to Be. For those that aren't familiar with it, what we are trying to do at the Windsor Theater is kind of recreate the entertainment that was there in the 1920s and 30s. So we'll be starting the evening with a big band. We have a 17-piece big band that features musicians from the Sheffield, Hampton, Iowa Falls area. And we'll be playing tunes from the 20s and 30s and 40s. And it's really a great way to start off our concert. We have a special thing that's happening this year. In the past, we've usually done like a silent movie as the second part of the show. But this year, we're going to be showing a clip of the movie called T-Meyer, which was filmed at the historic Harriman Nielsen Farm here in Hampton. It's a longer movie, but we got about a 22-minute clip that their production company has prepared for us. And I've seen it, and it's just really, really, it's just great. It takes place in the 1920s, and it's just great to actually look up on screen and see things that you actually recognize. So it's that's going to be kind of a special event that's coming as part of the event. And then lastly, we have our vaudeville show. So we have comedy skits. We've got the Dirt Road Duo of Don Gerskruger and Terry Jewell. They're providing music. And we've got lots of surprises. So that is on Saturday, October 14th at the Windsor Theater at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students, and they'll be available at the door. So we hope to see you there.
And earlier in the week, we talked with Jörg Rockletzer following the Harriman Nielsen Fall Festival. He talked about the production of that. Like Leon said, part of that movie, T-Meyer Law, that was filmed there at the historic farm. So a preview of that coming up during an evening like it used to be. Now, Leon, with that performance on Saturday, next Saturday the 14th, how long does it take to prep for that? Because you're telling me off air, it's October now. It's ready to go.
Well, it's one of those things that the acts kind of practice separately. We've rehearsed once already. I mean, we got the cast together last Sunday. We ran through it. The thing that's really cool is the musicians that we have put it together that day. We've done it enough times. Our big band gets together. We performed here in June, and we have really talented musicians who are able to put things together, and it's just a lot of fun. And the actors we have are used to using a fast-paced preparation. So it's a great evening in entertainment. I'm sure everyone will have a good time.
Again, we're joined by Leon Keener with the Franklin County Arts Council. Again, an evening like it used to be, next Saturday the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Windsor Theater. Doors open at 6:30. Now, Leon, starting this weekend, you have tryouts because it's October, but a couple months, the holidays are around, and you guys got performances going on as well. You guys have tryouts coming up for your Christmas play, I understand, this weekend here.
Yes. Okay. The play this year is entitled Barely in Time for Christmas, and it was written by Nathan Prawley, who has directed some previous plays, and now he's kind of branching out into playwriting. This is a play that we need actors from about 8 years old to college age, so we have a wide range of people, ages that we could use. There will be two dates for the tryouts. They'll be on Saturday, October 7th from 3:30 to 5, and Thursday, October 12th from 5 to 6. And these are at St. Patrick's Church here in Hampton. So Saturday the 7th from 3:30 to 5, and Thursday the 12th from 5 to 6. There's nothing to prepare. You just show up. They'll have you do a reading. If you have any questions or whatever, you can give Nathan a call at 641-583-5258. So that production is entitled Barely in Time for Christmas. The production dates of that are December 9th and 10th. And that's a Saturday and Sunday in December. And that'll be at the Windsor Theater in Hampton. So we're really excited about that. I've been talking to Nathan about the play, and it's going to be very interesting. So I encourage you, if you have elementary, middle school, high school age students that be interested in being in a production, come try out.
And it's simple as that. They just show up there at the church here this weekend and next week?
Yep. They just show up, and then they'll have to do some readings and kind of talk about, you know, rehearsals and things like that. But yeah, it's pretty low key. So we're just encouraging a lot of people to come and try out.
The Franklin County Community Chorus will also be performing December 3rd.
Yes. Okay. That's the next event that's going to be starting up. On December 3rd, we have the Franklin County Community Chorus. Again, we'll be presenting a Christmas concert. This year, the theme is called It's Christmastide. The chorus is directed by Bonnie Stewart and accompanied by Glenda Green. And that concert will be on Sunday, December 3rd at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church here in Hampton. Rehearsals for that will start on Sunday, October 15th. So it's the day after an evening like it used to be. We rehearse on Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock at the Methodist Church in Hampton. And rehearsals usually go up till 3:30, about an hour and a half. So we have about 8 rehearsals. So we have a community chorus that's going to be performing. And then we're going to do like we did last year. We're going to bring in people that have ties to Franklin County as guest soloists. So the ones that we have lined up this year are Brad and Brenda Van Horn will be performing. John Krall, who is a graduate of Hampton Dumont High School, is now a high school vocal director, I believe in Wisconsin, is going to come back and perform. Trevor Green, who is a graduate of Hampton Dumont High School, is going to be playing some piano. Beth Witte Frenchick from Hampton is going to be playing euphonium solo, and she is the new principal at Southside. She's the elementary principal here in Hampton, so she's going to be performing. And then also we have a brass quintet that features a group of 5 music majors, all from Hampton. I'll be playing Brian Stevens, Joan Philgreen, Jeff Schmidt, who is the band director at Iowa Falls, and then Kyra Whitmore Babcock, who is the band director at Guthrie Center. So that'll be a great concert as well.
Busy, busy, busy here the next couple of months. So again, the evening like it used to be, Saturday the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Windsor Theater in Hampton. I begin with the performance of the Windsor Big Band, and that involves musicians from Hampton, Iowa Falls, and the Sheffield area. Hit music from the 30s and 40s. They'll also have a movie clip from the movie T. Meyer, which was filmed mostly at the Herman Nielsen Historic Farm. So that'll be interesting to see as well on Saturday the 14th. And then a vaudeville show featuring comedy skits as well. Again, we're joined by Leon Keener with the Franklin County Arts Council. Covered a lot here, a lot of events coming up the next couple of months. Leon, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go here today?
All right, no, just thank you so much for the opportunity, and just encourage people to come and just have a great time. I think we have great entertainment lined up for you.
Well, Leon, thanks for the time. Thanks for joining us, and have fun here the next couple of months.
Thank you so much.
All right, Leon Keener, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Tired of standing in line at the bank? Hi, this is Maria Sames with First Bank Hampton. Banking is now as easy as snap, tap, and deposit. Open your bank app, snap a photo of your check, tap a few buttons, and voila, your money is deposited into your checking account right away. No more rushing to the bank before closing time. No more waiting in line. With Mobile Deposit, you have the power of doing banking right in your pocket. Your time matters, and so does your money. Download the First Bank Hampton app today. Member FDIC.